Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings by four prominent New York orchestras in early 1926. Jean Golquette and his orchestra went to New York in early 1926 for an engagement at Roseland. That was the first time that the Jean Golquette appeared at Roseland. Of course, later in 1926, the Golquette Orchestra, this time with BIX, had its second appearance at Roseland with the famous Battle of the Bands with Fletcher Henderson, which, by the way, was recreated magnificently by Josh Duffy as the Golquette Band and Vince Giordano's Nighthawks as Fletcher Henderson in last year's BIX's festival. When Jean Golquette appeared at Roseland in early 1926, several musicians went to see him, and among them, four prominent band leaders were guest conductors. And these four are Roger Wolfgang, Ross Gorman, Sam Lennon, and Vincent Lopez. So what I thought I would do today was play recordings by these four band leaders from early 1926 so that we can have an idea of what kind of music these New York famous bands were doing at this time. Okay, I'll start with Roger Wolfgang. First, let me read a little bit about him from John Chilton's Who's Who of Jazz. There's just a tiny little bit of information here. He was born in Morristown, New Jersey on October 19th, 1907, died in New York July 12, 1962. He was the son of millionaire banker Otto Kahn. He began playing violin at 7, later learned piano, woodwinds, and brass. Intensive classical studies during early teens. Led on orchestra in New York at 17 and on and off for the next decade. It occasionally featured well-known jazz musicians including Miff Maul, Joe Venuti, Ed Lang, Stan King. Also a long spell in the aviation industry, after which he returned to conducting and composing. Indeed, he had the best musicians that money can buy. as you will see in the three selections that I'm going to play. Ordinarily, I play two selections at a time and then provide some information about the next group of recordings. This time, I'm going to play three selections from each of four musicians for a total of 12, and I think this should fill up the hour that I usually devote to this program. All right, the first recording is Baby from January 25th, 1926. The musicians in the band at this time were Tommy Gott and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Alfie Evans clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, Arno Brillhart clarinet, alto sax, Harold Stir tenor sax, Joe Venuti, Joe Raymond violin, Arthur Schott piano, Eddie Lang banjo guitar, Arthur Campbell brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. It's quite a roster of musicians, isn't it? So this is Baby from January 25th, 1926, with a vocal by Billy Jones. Following that, I will play Looking for a Boy. This is January 13, 1926, same band. And finally, for the third selection, Birdie. This is from March 10, 1926. And according to Rust Dance Band discography, Sybil Sanderson Fagan is responsible for the whistling. So then let's listen to Roger Wolfgang in early 1926 when the Gene Quartet Band was appearing at Roseland. Of course, this is Roger Wolfgang.
Thank you.
A couple of comments on the previous selections. First, I point out that Eddie Lang plays a banjo solo in Baby. And then I will point out that Looking for a Boy comes from a musical with the music composed by George Gershwin. It's the musical comedy Tiptoes. And no wonder then that the piano solo there by Arthur Schott sounds so Gershwin-esque. Okay, let's move now to the next New York band. This will be Ross Gorman's and his orchestra. First, let me tell you a little bit about Ross Gorman. This comes from Don Reno's biography of Paul Whiteman. Born in 1890 in Paterson, New Jersey, died February 27, 1953, in New York, New York. Remarkable reed player. Studied music with his father and performed with him in vaudeville. He joined the Kilty Trio, a Scotch musical act, in 1900, and in 1916 played with Vincent Lopez in a five-piece combo. Quite a bit of information here. Then formed Ross Gorman's Novelty Syncopators, which included Ted Fiorito on piano. Group disbanded in late 1919, and Gorman joined Harry Yerkes Orchestra. In November 1920, joined the Whiteman Orchestra, remaining until May 1925. Co-composer with Harry Warren in 1922 of jazz standard Rose of Rio Grande. In addition to the many recordings Gorman made with Whiteman, he also made many with the Virginians, a smaller unit of Whiteman personnel that Ross organized for recording purposes. When he left Whiteman, he organized his own band, Ross Gorman and his Earl Carroll Orchestra, a 16-piece unit that played in the 1925 edition of the Earl Carroll Vanities and recorded for Columbia. This band, which was under the management of Donald Voorhees, includes Red Nichols, Miff Maul, and Julius Klein, a cymbalum player who had previously played in the Whiteman Orchestra. In early 1926, Gorman reduced his band to five pieces and went on a tour of theaters. Later that year, formed his own music publishing firm, Ross Gorman Music Company, with his wife serving as general manager and Edward B. Marks as the selling agent. Gorman dissolved his band in late 1926 and played theaters as a saxophone solo act, performing in such houses as Brooklyn, Marks, Strand. He formed a new band in the spring of 27 and toured the South and Midwest. Gorman was featured on radio in the late 1920s and the 1930s with the bands of B.A. Rolfe and others. Subsequently, he worked as an NBC staff musician for various radio shows. As contrabass clarinetist, was esteemed member of Band of America. This is from April 22, 1926. We have Donald Lindley and Harry Glock on trumpet, Sonny Clapp on trombone, Mike Martini on trombone, Burt Reynolds on soprano and alto sax, Harold Noble clarinet, tenor sax, William McGill tenor sax, Saul Sharrow on violin, plus another on non-violin, Fred Leitner piano, Dick McDonough banjo guitar, or perhaps Tony Colucci. There's an unknown tuba, and David Grapp is on drums. The two selections that I want to play are Valencia, with a vocal by Elliot Shaw, and Cherie, I Love You. Valencia, of course, is the tune that the Gene Goldcat band apparently played to begin its show in the fall of 1926 when they faced Fletcher Henderson, and of course everyone was completely surprised. But anyway, Valencia was a very popular song at the time, so I thought I would bring in that particular selection here. That will be followed by Cherie, I Love You, and finally, for the third selection, I will play from January 22nd, 1926, I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up. The band here consists of Red Nichols, Donald Lindley and James Kozak on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Ross Gorman clarinet, alto sax, baritone, he's the leader, Alfie Evans clarinet, alto sax, violin, Harold Noble clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Billy McGill clarinet, tenor sax, Barney Aquilina bass sax, Nick Kopoukis piccolo, Jack Harris and Saul Sharrow on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Edgar Fairchild also on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Tony Colucci guitar, and David Grupp on drums. So then let's listen to Ross Gorman and his Earl Carroll Orchestra in early 1926.
Thank you. cheer me up, up, up. When I feel this way, I change like the season. If I had somebody to cheer me up, up, up. You're the kind, hard to find, you don't mind when I frown. But you smile all the while, you never turn me down. When I'm all out of thought, for all sorts of reason, I want somebody to cheer me up.
I forgot to mention that the vocalist in I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up was Billy Jones. Okay, now let's turn to Sam Lennon. This comes from Rost's dance discography. It tells us that Sam Lennon is one of the most prolific recording band leaders. Sam Lennon directed nearly 400 sessions between 1920 and 1931 for almost every label operating in New York at the time. A complete discography with every personnel detail is virtually an impossibility, especially since Mr. Lennon's own files were inadvertently destroyed some years ago, but the following includes all the traceable titles. The time of going to press with collective personnel is given where more exact details cannot be determined. And this from Wikipedia. He recorded under the names as Lennon's Jazz Band, Lennon's Arcadians, Lennon's Famous Players, Lennon's Southern Serenaders, Lennon's Redhead, Sam Lennon's Dance Ensemble, Lennon's Arkansas Travelers, and so on and so forth. He had great musicians with him, Phil Napoleon, Miff Maul, Red Nichols, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Manny Klein, Jimmy McPartland, Big Spider Bag, Eddie Lang, Bonnie Berrigan, Nick Lucas, Frank Trombauer. He was on radio. He was really an extremely productive individual, one of 10 children. Well, let's get the music going. First, I want to play I Found a Roundabout Way to Heaven, April 24th, 1926. I will follow that with Let's Talk About My Sweetie, February 9, 1926. And I'll end up with Tonight's My Night with Baby, April 1st, 1926. The band and the vocal are all the same for these three, at least in general terms. And Rust tells us that we have Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Paul trombone, Dick Johnson clarinet, alto sax, Rube Bloom piano, Tony Colucci banjo, Joe Tarto brass bass, Vic Burton drums, and augmented by Jaime Farberman on trumpet, Chuck Muller clarinet, alto sax, Alfie Evans clarinet, alto, baritone, Lucien Smith clarinet, tenor sax, and he points out, Rust points out, that only three reeds are used. So then let's listen to Sam Lennon in early 1926. Thank you.
a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home. I'm leaving roundabout half past seven, seven. Off on the happiest trip I've known. Believe me, I'll just stop off to get that sweetie of mine. I'm gonna bring her to an angel divine who's waiting. I found a roundabout way to heaven, heaven. I mean a roundabout way back home.
Thank you. I like so much, for weeks I haven't dared to touch. Tonight, my night with baby, I call sweetie baby, and here's the reason why. Every time we cuddle, it works just like a lullaby. I hit the parson in the hall, he'll be there if I should call. Tonight's my night with baby.
I forgot to mention that the vocalist in the previous three numbers that I played was Irving Kaufman. All right, let's go to the last distinguished band leader from the 1920s in New York that was a guest conductor with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra in Roseland in early 1926. This is Vincent Lopez. This comes from Wikipedia. Born December 30, 1895. Died September 20, 1975. American band leader and pianist. Born of Portuguese immigrant parents in Brooklyn, New York. Was leading his own dance band in New York City by 1917. November 27, 1921, his band began broadcasting on the new medium of entertainment, radio. The band's weekly 90-minute show on Newark, New Jersey station WJZ boasted the popularity of both himself and of radio. He became one of America's most popular band leaders and would retain that status until the 1940s. He began his radio programs by announcing Lopez speaking, and his theme song was Nola. Noted musicians who played in his band included Artie Shaw, Xavier Cugat, Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Mike Mosiello, Glenn Miller. He also featured singers Keller Sisters and Lynch, Betty Hutton, and Marion Hutton. Lopez's longtime drummer was the Reverend Mike Riley, who popularized the novelty hit The Music Goes Round and Round. Lopez's flamboyant style of piano playing influenced such later musicians as Eddie Dukin and Liberace. In 1941, Lopez's orchestra began a residency at the Taft Hotel in Manhattan that would last 20 years. He died in Miami Beach, Florida. The three numbers that I want to play by Vincent Lopez are first, the three recordings by Vincent Lopez that I want to play are first, A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich and You. This is January 13, 1926. Then I'll play an extremely modernistic arrangement of Rhythm of the Day. This is March 15, 1926. And I will finish with TNT, January 28, 1926. On all three selections, the band is the same. We have Bob Ephrus and Mike Mosiello on trumpet. Charlie Butterfield on the trombone, Larry Abbott clarinet alto sax, George Napoleon alto sax, Billy Hamilton clarinet alto and tenor, Xavier Cugat, Don Yates violin when used, Joe Gold piano, Frank Reno banjo guitar, Hank Wack brass bass, Willie Kessler on drums. So let's listen then to Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra in 1926.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed these recordings by four of the prominent band leaders in New York in early 1926. It gives us a taste of the kind of music that people were listening to and dancing to in that particular time period. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Measure, if you contend, this is